This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Golden State Warriors trailed by 25 before taking Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals, a 113-111 decision over the visiting San Antonio Spurs. Washington goes up against Boston tonight at 8 p.m. in Game 7. The Anaheim Ducks have evened the NHL's Western Conference semifinals at a game apiece. Nick Ritchie scored the game winner, and Ryan Getzlaf had three assists as the Ducks downed the Predators 5-3. Meanwhile, Ottawa faces Pittsburgh tonight at 8 p.m. in Game 2. The Senators lead the series 1-0. The New York Yankees retired Derek Jeter's number 2 jersey before Sunday's game against the Houston Astros. Jeter captained the Yankees during much of a 20-year career that ended in 2014 and included 5 World Series titles and a team record 3,465 hits. The Yankees also unveiled a plaque in his honor that will be placed in Monument Park behind center field. Houston ended up beating the Yankees 10-7. The Tampa Bay Rays crushed the Red Sox 11-2. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Mets 11-9. The Buffalo Bills have hired Miami Dolphins player personnel director Joe Schoen to be their assistant general manager. The hiring was announced Sunday in Brandon Bean's first move since taking over as the Bills' general manager last week. Schoen spent the past 8 years serving in various amateur and professional scouting roles with the Dolphins. In men's college lacrosse, number 8 UAlbany and number 1 Maryland will face off at 2:30 in Newark, Delaware on Sunday. That's after the Great Danes knocked off UNC 15-12 on Saturday. In softball, UAlbany will be in the double elimination regional with Louisiana Tech, Minnesota, and Alabama. The Great Danes go up against Alabama first at 5 p.m. on Friday. Zach Prendergast threw a no-hitter in Seton Hall's 1-0 victory over Villanova on Sunday, striking out a career-high 10. In Major League Soccer, New York City FC tied FC Dallas 1-1, and the LA Galaxy beat the New York Red Bulls 3-1. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.